This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, All His Energy. When the Apostle Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, his life was forever changed. Prior to meeting Jesus, Paul was breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, Acts 9, verse 1. After the encounter with Jesus and being filled with the Holy Spirit, Paul began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Acts 9, verse 20. Paul had been given the task of preaching the gospel of God's grace through faith in Jesus, and he would do so for the remainder of his life. But Paul would endure many trials along the way. He faced those who desired to take his life and others who simply refused to listen to his message. But he continued on. Colossians 1, verse 29. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. Paul labored and struggled with the task he had been given. But rather than rely on his own strength and abilities, Paul learned to labor with the energy of Christ. The word Paul used for energy refers to the active working of God's power. Paul used the same word to describe the power all believers have received from God. That power is like the working energy of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, Ephesians 1, verses 19 and 20. God has provided a power like the energy which flowed through Jesus and raised him from the dead. This is a remarkable gift, yet one we seldom use. With his energy, we can receive clear direction. We can be focused and accomplish all he desires. Without his energy, we may wander from task to task, become exceedingly weary, and never accomplish anything of eternal value. There will be times of overwhelming adversity when God simply takes charge and directly fights the enemy. But for the majority of our journey, God directs us to continue struggling in the daily labor of accomplishing his work. Jesus said the burden of this work will be greatly eased as we learn to attach ourselves to him and walk by his side. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 30. We only fail in his work when we fail to trust. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4, verse 13. God's path can certainly change direction and become difficult from time to time. But his provision will always be sufficient, and it is always too soon to quit. We must continue. We can do all things and find great fulfillment as we attach ourselves to Christ and labor with all his energy. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.